Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to 8. My name is Ray, Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And of course, the word mathete, from the word imitate, to imitate, to do as. Yo, Johan. What an accolade, man. What an accolade. I'm just a servant. Just a servant. Equivalent to a street sweeper. Equivalent to a street sweeper. And I am comfortable with that. As long as the Father is glorified. And yes, may He be glorified forever. To Him be the glory, the majesty, and the honor for all the good that He's doing through man. The fable man. With fallibilities and a deteriorating health at times. But may the Father continue to be glorified. Thank you so much, Johan. He's back with you tomorrow morning, taking you through. As of now, let me start with a song that a friend of mine released some years ago. Her name is Margaret. You'll remember her. I saw her, you know, but... In those days, man, we used to do good music. I was a producer and she was a singer. And this is one of the most beautiful songs, man.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And of course, I have our guests on the line. Let me start with Professor Samuel Kabamba. Greetings to you. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. And greetings to you, Muruti. And we're so pleased and so blessed to be here to share the word with all the believers out there. And we thank God for this, whatever is taking place at the Radio Pulpit. And I would like to greet Muruti Murak as well. Thank you very much for having us again this evening.
Thank you so much, Prof. And of course, we have also Muruti Muraka is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you and welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. And thanks for the welcome. And I also greet Prof. Kabamba. And the listeners of Radio Pulpit, everyone I greet in the mighty name of the only one that the Father appointed as His representative.
His mouthpiece.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am," underline that, "well pleased," not just pleased.
Yeah,
when the Father says, "well pleased," it's way above our imagination of what perfection could be, since our minds cannot even imagine that. Last week, we had 1 hour. And we were introducing false doctrines as to what they are all about and how do we see them and what characterizes false doctrines. And even though we were on for an hour, at 7 to 8, the show was packed. And a little bit of injustice from me, especially in the treatment of our guests, in that I was pushing them, you know, to end up as they were talking. I said, I'd promise that this week that won't happen because we have our 2 hours in that. Now, there is so much that we said last week. And just to recap, but I'd like to go forward because I saw many people responded quite well to that section of the teaching of the show. Now, when you look into false religions, You know, Titus chapter 1 verse 16 says quite a lot with regards to this. It says, they profess to know Yahuwah, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. They profess to know him. And I want us to underline that very aspect. To profess also means to set about knowledge. In other words, these also write about him. They speak concerning him. They hold symposiums concerning him. Theories and discussions and lectures concerning him, because they are professing. Hence we have professors. They are professing. They profess to know him. It means that the study of him with regards to this is thorough. But it says, in works they deny him. Their quest of talking about him, their quest of revelations with regards to him, writing about him, expositos concerning him, these are immaculate. But it says, in works, this is a deliberation from them, in works they deny him. Deliberately. In works they deny what they profess. And it says, this renders them abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. It means then they become sons of perdition in one way or another. That is what is scary about this verse. Now, when you look also, I heard also Pastor Green had said this also in Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He said, Christ is answering and saying to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy? There you get prophecy. Did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, that is professing, but their heart is far from me. False doctrine is like that. There are so much powerful services in false doctrines these days. So much powerful services. Powerful to such an extent you can say, Marababa Sugela, I was in that service. Baba Sugela, straight. Baba Sugela. I was in that service. But actually, after you adhere and eat from the bread that they set, you start to deny him also, bit by bit. You start to deny Christ. We have such. Today we have such doctrines that also make people to be just talkers and not doers of the word. Talkers with regards to the word and not doers with regards to the word. And someone says, I have to repent. And they say it for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And they think it's an element of holiness that is emanating within them. Whereas it's not that. It's falsehood. Because if it was true, it would make an action and there would be a contrition within a heart to repent. We see that much of the times. These doctrines are producing a fakeness of note. Something that we should be careful about. And I know my guests are well traveled, you know. I may not be as much well traveled as them. But I've been around countries in Europe also. And I've seen, you know, some of the most abominable things done by those who say we are the church. Actually, there was a place where we took our cameras and the pastor came out running and his servants and they ran into their cars and split. In London, they split. Pew, they left. We were left there, scamisile. Asking ourselves, why are they running away? And after 2 days, we realized that they thought we were agents from Zimbabwe. So they know they are not there rightfully and legally. So they are starting their thing, and then all those things, and things just come to a halt. They run away. And there they know that they're just faking this thing to mask some sort of clemency to stay in a country, to find us, what they call it, asylum, to find asylum. Now, false religion also produces pride. In Isaiah 65, verses 5, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day, says the Elohim. Those who are the holier than thou, they look down at people. They preach a gospel that makes people to do that. How about a gospel where people are presumed? And I want to talk about presumptions at some stage. Presumed innocent. Jeremiah 2:35 says, yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. But I will plead my case against you because you say, I have not sinned. Pride. That's pride. Any gospel that produces pride, we should be careful about. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you that they have received, that they have their reward. They like to display. They like some form of display. And I can suggest, perhaps, that those were social platforms of the day. Synagogues, street corners, street meetings, and what and what and what. Displaying their miracles, their long prayers and all that. We still see that. People don't display Christ. They display their strength and experience of being saved or born again. I grew up from Atrichville. We used to call them Botsevanyana. They know everything, but they master nothing. We are told to be careful of such. We should be careful of a religion that produces an outward righteousness, but not an inward righteousness. Isaiah 58 verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask me, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching Yahuwah. They take delight in approaching him. Daily they seek him and delight in knowing his ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their Elohim. This kind of religion that makes, and people live in these synagogues, they live in these churches, man, the keyboard plays 24/7. Others are even told by communities to split, to get away from communities because these keyboards are making noise. And basically, such would stay day and night, but still not do righteousness and still forsake the ordinances of the Most High. If there's a gospel that makes you to do that, then you know it's a false gospel. In one way or another.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067 429 7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Moriti Mraka, let me start with you. And then sorry about last week. Last week, really, I was pushing you, man. Hey, thank you for being so patient. You know, it is disrespectful on my part. But because we only had 45 minutes, I had to steer it that way. I'm not justifying it. I was forced by that, and I'm happy that I explained in the beginning. The notion of false doctrines these days, the verses that we have read so far are describing this as even happening in our time, Rudy.
Yes, indeed, my brother. And first of all, no apology taken. In fact, we were neither disappointed nor offended by anything. We understood that the government has had that other 1 hour for a slot.
The government took a slot.
And which meant we only were left with the second hour, which was already eaten into as well. But it tells us something. If we are really obeying the Spirit of the Lord, even if He gives us 5 minutes, we thank Him, because the work that He does, He does when we obey. That's all that counts. It's not really so much in us elaborating or anything. In fact, in that small time, I can also bear testimony. I picked up that really there was a lot that was discussed between ourselves, with you, plus the listeners that were either sending WhatsApp messages or even calling in. So we thank God for that time that He gave us last week. And building upon that, I would like to start just by saying from my side that one had even said last week that doctrine, the true doctrine, is actually captured in the Torah of God.
Yes.
Because Psalm 119 says, verse 142, it speaks to God's righteousness. And then the second part says, your Torah is truth or the truth. So the Father use the Torah to indicate what is the true teaching, the whole body of instruction on how to relate to Him and how to relate to other people. So, indeed, that makes every other doctrine, every other teaching of every other religion false. Immediately. So there is no need even to enter into arguments with anyone about, my religion does this and that and that. So what is wrong with my religion as opposed to those that read this Bible or purport to live according to the Bible? Why? Because the Torah of God is the truth. And any other thing means it has departed from the Torah. And I don't want to be here tonight to name religions or faiths. Everybody knows. They they know which religions they belong to, which faith they belong to. The truth is, if we are not founded on the Torah of God, whatever we are teaching, if it's not founded there, if it is contrary to that, it's a false doctrine. That's what I would, in summarizing last week's contribution, to start there. And then number two, still part of summarizing, but going forward. Even the prophets and the writing, and when we talk of the writings, we are talking of books like Ruth, books like Job, books like the Psalms, Proverbs, and all of them, they hearken everybody's attention to the Torah in different ways that they are doing it. So basically, they also are tied to the Torah. But they also tell us, because now there is some element of prediction in prophecy and even in the Torah itself. They did tell us that the Torah, the true Torah, in helping us, in setting us free, because the Torah itself couldn't set us free because of sinfulness of men. But for us to receive the Torah in such a way that we will be delivered and set free, it would be proclaimed in Zion. And there would be someone of whom the Father would be pleased to assign him that authority of being the proclaimer of the Torah, the one who's got the true doctrine. And he came. And what we would find when we are reading now, what many people will call New Testament, basically these scriptures are all together. But yeah, for the sake of when we are talking that people understand what you're saying, when you go to what is called the New Testament, you'll see that in the opening chapters of each book, there will be this kind of statement, like Matthew chapter 7, verse 28, where it said, the people who were listening to Yeshua, they were astonished at his doctrine. Number 29, verse 29 says, because he did not teach like their own leaders. He taught as someone who has authority. Basically, which authority? The authority has received from the Father to bring now the Torah properly across to us. Because even in Matthew chapter 5, 6, he speaks to this thing. He says, you were told that you must not commit adultery. But I say to you, if any man looks at a woman and desires her in his heart, he has already committed adultery. Now, he's now bringing the true doctrine clearly to us that what you were reading and struggling to keep, the problem is inside, it's not outside. And I have come as the Father's anointed, the Christ, to give you the solution to that. That's how he came. His whole doctrine, his whole teaching was about that, presenting the truth as he received it from the Father. What does he say? He says, I speak what I hear my Father saying. I do what I see my Father doing. Now, that also tells us doctrine is not just talking, like you were saying at the beginning.
Yes.
It entails also practice, because of what we have received as the words of truth. Then we must practice them. When we practice them, then we have received the true doctrine.
Yeah.
And this now points to the second category of false doctrine. The second category of false doctrine is what you have already introduced to us. It is those who claim we have the true doctrine. But then in practice, we demonstrate something else, which now renders whatever doctrine which we have as a false doctrine. It means we are not holding to the doctrine of the Father. We are holding on to somebody else's doctrine who is false himself and is the father of lies. And we may not realize it at the beginning, maybe, but with time, we should be able to realize that we are hypocrites. We pay allegiance to something only by mouth, but our heart are far from the Elohim.
Sure.
And that is what Yeshua HaMashiach came to teach us, that everything must be tested in the heart. If it departs from truth in the heart, sort that out. And here is how you sort it out. You repent. You change your thinking. You ask for help to overcome your obstacles. And you live that way daily. You are actually living according to the true doctrine. If you are not living that way on a daily basis, you are living according to a false doctrine. And what is said, my brother, what is very, very sad, is that there are many of us who call ourselves Christians, who are actually practicing a false religion based on a false doctrine. Because we call the name of the Father upon ourselves. But in practice, we prove what Titus chapter 1 verse 16 says, that we are disqualified. By what? By our practices. And I am going to, just in summing now the introduction, my brother, I'm going to point to things that are clearly, clearly happening in the world now today, in our society, and it's almost like we just ignore them. We don't see that they are speaking to us. There are many who in the years past got positioned as celebrity Christian leaders. Whether they were actively seeking this or not, I am not saying that. All I'm saying is that the way things were working, they became celebrities. And I'm saying most of them from America, not exclusively from America, actually all over, but America was leading the pack.
Yeah.
To a point that we have been guilty of this. That if we would hear that such and such a man of God is coming to South Africa, especially there is a big church in South Africa which started that trend of inviting men and women to come and preach, and we would go in droves to that place. The main aim is really, we want to hear him. We want to hear. And then, a few years down the line, after that person has been here, then a scandal comes out. A horrible scandal. Even as Paul writes, some of the things that are written about some of you are not even to be named amongst Christians. It is a reality. These things happen. And of late, as we are talking now, there is a cesspool which is just bursting around one celebrity where many people have been trapped because they were not aware of how the devil works.
Mm.
And they thought they could hide the things which they were doing in secret while the devil was hitting his own cameras, making sure that everything is captured. Now, those people are blackmailed.
Mm.
But these are leaders. Some of them are leaders in the, especially in the church.
Nice.
Which means this is a false doctrine.
Mm.
Because the doctrine of Jesus Christ was this. He must be the one who is lifted.
Mm.
We mustn't lift men. We must appreciate those that are working in the field of the Father, honor them, but never lift them above Christ the way we have done. And we have done this thing as the generally in the church, in the church field. We have done this, and now, instead of correcting again according to doctrine, we are correcting these things in a wrong way, if ever we are correcting.
Hmm.
And I'm going to give you an example. I'm not going to name names.
Yes.
If a man of God, even to the point of committing a crime by falling foul of what the word of God says, and he is found to have entertained things which Jesus Christ has very clearly said they are sin, involving maybe a minor, and that thing was dealt with according to the word of God. Today, because of what the trend is in the world, if you know the It's Me movement, we will go back to that scandal. We will go back to what happened, and we will unearth it and say, yes, this person has done this. He deserves to be punished. We are not going to the doctrine. We are not going to the teaching. We are not going to the instruction. Yeshua himself said, if anything occurs between two brethren, they must resolve it between the two of them.
Yes.
If they can't resolve it, they must get a witness or two to come and resolve. If they can't, they must take it to the church.
Hmm.
In other words, the church is the final authority dealing with sin between and amongst brethren.
Hmm.
Paul writes also that why are you going to the court? Don't you realize that according to the doctrine, you are actually finally going to be judging angels? Are you not realizing that the least amongst you should judge things according to the word of God properly?
Hmm.
These are scriptures. These are principles we have thrown out. We are not judging things according to the word of God. Now, the world trapped us first to fall into the sins that are being practiced openly in the world. And we were practicing them in the dark. What has the world done? It comes around again. Because what did they do? They had evidence. Now, when they bring the evidence to the fore, they say, you deserve to be punished the same way that we are punishing people in the world. Where those who punish today, tomorrow they are the ones who are being punished. And that is what is happening. So that there is a confusion that the devil is sowing. We cannot see the righteousness, the holiness, the rectitude of the Father the way we should. And yet the Father, through Yeshua HaMashiach, has given us the truth. Doctrine. In other words, in closing my introduction, my brother,
yes.
None of us can do and should do what is being done in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We should be looking at what the true doctrine is and judge things deal with things and function according to the word of God. And if others have committed crimes against Caesar, by Caesar meaning what the government rules apply, let the government rules deal with those things from their side, but not use the church, not use the authority of the church. The church should be sticking to true doctrine and allow the government to do whatever it has to do, how it has to do it, but not because, once we cross these lines, we are going against the true doctrine of Jesus Christ, which is the true doctrine of the Father. Sure. So what are we selling? We are marketing false doctrine. We have now become unwilling or unwittingly fellow workers with the enemy of human beings, Satan himself, who causes people to sin, and then when he has caused them to sin, he goes and accuses them.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Muruti. We are talking about false doctrines, what they are all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. What's your experience on this? What's your take on this?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Professor Samuel Kabamba and, of course, also Muruti Karabomraka. We are talking on the issue of false doctrines amongst us these days. What are some of the false doctrines you have heard? Even amongst the people you know, perhaps you were invited somewhere and then you heard, you know? And others are bizarre, you know, where people are told to take off their undergarments for blessings so that their marital lives becomes revived. And they say this guy is laying hands on them without their undergarments. Women. This is sad. And then, of course, also, we are going to look into the Word, and the Word will tell us as to what about this. Now, the holier than thou attitude, we spoke about this, the presumption of innocence. False doctrine always produces a presumption of innocence, and something that people think they can bargain with the Father about. I was listening to one person was talking to this political leader who I think, one day this guy is just going to make it big, man. And he says to this political leader, when I go to church, I go to church during festive seasons and around the Easters. They call them the Easters. And then the leader says, okay, why do you go on those specific times? Says, I go there to load off my sins. And then he says, you go off there to load off your sins. Yeah, I says, so that I can come out innocent and be able to push there. And he says, you simply are saying you go off to offload so that you can upload again sinfulness. It's a presumed innocence, something that is being preached to people. I remember a teaching that I was told many, many years ago as a boy from the streets, which said, even if you sin now as the child of God, I remember very well, God understands that you would sin, but he has already forgiven you. So you don't even need to ask for forgiveness because he has already forgiven you. Once saved, always saved. Like my club, Orlando Pirates. Once a pirate, always a pirate. So it's sad that we see that kind of analogies amongst us. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Talking about false doctrine.
Yes.
And looking at what we are seeing nowadays, it's something really to reflect on and really try to understand exactly what is going on. You know, last time, we've had a time talking about it becomes a bit a problem, a bit also difficult to, because everyone tend to claim that what he's teaching is true or right. And then at the end of the day, we need now to look at like Muruti Muraka said, we need to bring it back to the scriptures, bring it back to where we're supposed to, I mean, to judge it in a way. Now, I love one of the scriptures to use in Titus. He said that these people will profess, but they won't have or they won't walk according to what they are professing. And that becomes even dangerous because we're having a lot of people today who are professing Jesus, who are preaching Jesus, who are going everywhere speaking about him. Now, how do you know that this one is right and this one is not right? But there's a scripture in the Bible in the book of Matthew 7 that the Messiah helped us to understand. He said that you shall know them by their fruit. That means for you to discover people who are dealing with doctrine or falsehood in a way, you need to look at their fruit. You need to look at what they are producing, what they are giving out, the way they behave, the way they do things. Then you will know if they are of God, if they are of the truth or not. But prior to that, you cannot be able to know. There's a situation whereby we always have that tendency of saying that, look at this man, they serve God for a while, but then they maybe backslide. Mm. So then what I will say is this. We need to, you know, people have been in falsehood as from the beginning. People have been false as from the beginning. They will end up by exposing their falsehood. They will end up by exposing who they truly are. Because sometimes, and especially in when it comes to those who are standing in front, because Jesus is saying in the book of Matthew 24 that there will be false messiahs and false prophets. There will be false teachers who will come. They will do wonders. They will perform miracles. And whatever they will do, it will go to the point of, if possible, to even seduce the elect. Mm. It means what? It means it's not something to take lightly. It's something to really, focus on. Why? Because today, whatsoever sounds spiritual, people have a tendency of attaching themselves to it. Whatever that has the spiritual connotation, people have a tendency of obeying it. And then by doing so, we end up by not really understanding. And even when you put the two together, it becomes difficult for people to say, hey, you are in the falsehood or you are in the false doctrine. I mean, the real one or the right one. Mm-hmm. Because whatever that happens, I'll give some examples here. Today, how people are caught into the web of the false doctrine or following people who are in false doctrine. How are they caught up into that? Paul is speaking to Timothy. He says something. You do know that for the time is coming. That's in Timothy. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. We can read that. He says, the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine. What will they do? For the time, when the time will come, instead, they will, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to the myths. Now, you see that today we have a lot of myths that are going on. We have a lot of things that are going on. Everything has to be spiritualized. Somebody who wants to go, you want to apply for, I'm just giving an example, you want to apply for the visa. And then if the visa takes longer to come out, already we see the devil in it. We spiritualize it. You know, the devil is blocking my visa. The devil is not part of it. It could be that the system is not okay. The system is not working. That's why it's taking longer. But you see people engage themselves into prayer. Praying, I need to cast out the devil. Which devil? The devil is blocking my visa. I don't know. Another one will come and say, you need a passport. It's taking longer. The devil must be in it. You want to get married and marriage is not coming. The devil is in it. Everything that you do, if it does not come according to your timing, you implicate the devil. The devil must be the cause. Why it might not be that? You have a sickness, a bit of headache. Yeah, go take medication or drink water and do whatever. No, the devil is attacking me. Now, because these are the kind of teachings that have been given to our churches today, that we need to see the devil everywhere. While the devil himself is not even omnipotent, omniscient and omnipresent, but the way we present him, he has become omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, because he's everywhere. We say, no, the devil. I believe that even himself, the devil is surprised to hear that. Because he say, why are they mentioning my name everywhere? That means I've become so important. What? He's even surprised. Because these are the teachings that people are giving. Already, when there's no mention or more emphasis on the Son of the Living God, when there's no emphasis on the Savior, when there's no more emphasis on the teaching of the one who has come to save us, already we know that that is going to what you call false doctrine. Because the whole debate of true doctrine is to teach people to grow, as Ephesians 4 says, to teach people to grow to that maturity, to come to oneness in faith, oneness in baptism, oneness in this and that. And that's what we are called to do. But when people are coming to the point of even dividing themselves based on some analogies, understanding, they don't base themselves on Christ, because Christ himself cannot be divided. He is one. And the moment people now say, no, we are from this. We have this, instance in the book of one Corinthians, where Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, said, some they say I'm from Paul, they say I'm from Apollos, this one say I'm from Cephas. And he said, you people, what is going on with you? None of us died for you. None of us did the work. Whatever we do, we've been used to plant something, to put something down, and the rest, it is the Father himself who's taking care of it. You see, the moment people start, we start now trying to judge or to decide based on what we claim to understand, based on what we feel that is okay with us, as Paul spoke to Timothy, he said, people have each ears, they will want to hear a certain message. They will want to have a certain, understanding. They won't want to understand, to go to the truth. As you said, people will say that, I cannot ask for forgiveness because I know whatever I do, God knows. No, you do something wrong. Even in the normal sense, we do something wrong, you need to ask for forgiveness. But when people say, I can do whatever I want to do, but maybe on Christmas, whatever time I go and I upload my sins, and then I go back and then I start picking up whatever that I've left, and then until it becomes too much, then I go and upload. That is not the way things are supposed to be. But we found ourselves with a certain type of teachings. Now, another thing that I've come to realize, that I will put it to us as well, as kind of a false kind of a doctrine that you brought into our churches. When we hear the teaching or the word of the Messiah before he left, he says, "I sent you, go into the world, preach the gospel to in Jerusalem," and obviously in the book of Acts 1, he says you have to go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and also to the world. But what did he say? He says, "Go and preach the gospel. Go and represent me." In Matthew, he said it that way. Go and represent me. Go and preach the gospel. Those who believe will be saved. Now, we see it with the disciples in the book of Acts 2, whereby none of the people who were not saved was not added to the body, was not added to the congregation. The people who were added to the congregation were the people who were saved. But what do we see today? Today, we've changed the whole concept. Mm. He sent us to go and preach the gospel, but today we go out there to invite the people. We don't preach them. We invite them to our church. Based on what? Come to our church. Our pastor, professor, come to our church. We give water. Come to our church. We use oil. Come to our church. We use salt. Come to our church. They will tell you the old story. Come to our church. You know, all these have nothing to do with the true doctrine. Nothing. These are just publicity that do not promote Christ at all, but it promotes a man. It promotes somebody. Mm. And then when people come to church, then we find ourselves in a congregation of a mixture. They are believers and non-believers. Now, because they are coming to church every Sunday, we end up by confused by accepting them as also believers. They become part of it, and especially if they're influential in one way or the other, they give offering, they do this and do that. We will be surprised the pastor will give them even position of authority. If they become ushers, they become deacons, they become elders, because they're there. They've been there for 1 year. They never confess. They never confess Jesus as the Lord, but they are just there because they are in that movement. Then we find ourselves with that mixture of believers and unbelievers. While the Bible is so clear that unrighteous people cannot be part of the gathering of the saints. Mm. It cannot. But we find ourselves today with falsehood because we need more people to come to our churches. We need to do a certain publicity because the more people we have, the more offering we have, the more tithe we'll have, the more we know, the more. And that's what we want. And then it will be better to advertise our church with something. And what are they going to use? They'll use maybe prophecy. They'll use miracles. They use that. And the Bible is so clear. In the latter days, there will be prophets. There will be people who will come. They will perform miracles. They will do things that will pass our mind. And at the end of the day, people will come because they want to see that. And when people come, they will come not with the intention of meeting the Messiah, but they will come with the intention of meeting the man who can produce results for them. And at the end of the day, we find ourselves now establishing something false because we won't even preach the truth. Imagine today you having, all the corrupt people that you can find in this world, you find them in your church. They come to your church, you know that they are in drugs, you know that these are the money laundering people, you know all this. Will you one day preach them sin? You will never preach sin. Mm. Because you know if you preach sin, they will leave. And that's exactly what's happening. Well, the moment you start already, when Jesus, I'll end with this, is just speaking to the Pharisees, he said, "You are speaking words and you are bringing something that is not right." Let me just read quickly. He said this in Matthew 16:11. He said, "How it is you don't understand that I was not talking about a normal bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." We have today a lot of Pharisees and Sadducees in our midst. Who come with which purpose? They come with messages that will never promote Christ, but will promote themselves, will promote other things. And at the end of the day, whatever they bring is that the yeast that they are bringing on the bread. And the bread will pass up, the bread will grow, the bread will be big. And you say, "Wow, what a church, what a beautiful church. Wow, look at this." But it's not that we've been called. We're not called to be amazed with what we see, but we're called to see quality. And you see today, teaching in our churches is not even based on the Messiah, but it's based on any other thing. Discipleship is no longer there. How can you disciple 10,000 people? Mm. How can you disciple them and make sure that they become children of the Most High God? Why, even in terms of school, you have 30 people. I see a teacher teaching more than 30 people, she's not standing it. You say, "No, at least my class might be 30 people." But today you have a class of 10,000 people.
How are you going to manage? How are you going to disciple them? This is the problem that we're having today. And falsehood has entered. Doctrine is not properly taught. We are finding ourselves in a very complicated time whereby we need to be very, very careful.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you're saying. And let's hear what you're saying in this very aspect of false doctrines, what they're all about. What has been your experience is also something to really ponder on. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
We do all the good we can by all the means we can for as long as we can. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.